I'm at Union Reservoir on the eastern edge of Longmont, standing on a muddy beach. Not much has changed here since we last came to this site last fall, when controversy had reached the boiling point over proposals to drill for oil and gas here on the edge of the reservoir. That's because Longmont city officials froze all new applications for oil and gas drilling within the city limits while they overhauled local regulations.
I don't think that council as a whole were not against oil and gas.
A mile or so from the reservoir is Brian Bagley's office. As a city councilman and member of the governor's recent oil and gas task force, Bagley has quickly emerged as one of the most vocal supporters of local control when it comes to drilling.
I'm not coming from a sky is falling, extreme left environmentalist perspective. I'm coming from the perspective of I don't want fracking. I don't want to endure, you know, 6 to 8 weeks of drilling all hours of the night as I'm trying to sleep and come to work and earn a living.
So at the crux of Longmont's proposed 81-page ordinance is a new rule that would ban oil and gas drilling from occurring within neighborhoods here that are zoned residential. While the state has long been the primary regulator of oil and gas, Bagley says communities like his have every right to regulate industrial activity through local land use codes.
We're not banning oil and gas. Greeley tried to do it in the early 90s. They lost. Frederick tried to establish setbacks. They lost. We're simply saying, look, drill. Just don't do it in residential zones.
Longmont follows Commerce City, Boulder County, and other local governments that have recently expressed discomfort with the drilling boom spreading across northeast Colorado. And the council's vote tonight follows pressure from an apparent growing number of local residents like Judith Blackburn.
We don't think fracking has any place, really, in an urban setting.
She and a few other activists stood on a street corner downtown this week waving signs at passing commuters. They want the city to pass an outright ban on fracking, something that's unlikely to happen. After all, state officials haven't hidden their disdain for local regulations that they say could conflict with Colorado law. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.